When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello and welcome back to the Chelsea podcast. My name's Chaz. As ever, I have the magnificent Mooch with me. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, man. I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. Yeah. Well, we're slightly recovered, at least after the Brentford shambles, and we now have another win under our belt, albeit against Championship Oppo.
The second winning streak is happening.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It starts here.
Tremble, Tottenham, tremble. it wasn't a bad performance last night, I thought. We had our moments. Obviously, again, you know, it was a young Blackburn side, and clearly they're not going to be, you know, they're not quite Premier League quality, but having said that, I thought we looked progressive. It was lovely to see Reece getting a lot of the game back,
and he looked back at it, you know, in on goal a few times, him and Enzo sort of linking up quite nicely. He didn't get injured, which is like wonderful result news, great news there. It's a nice win, good performance, admitted against Championship side, but, you know, Premier League winners, Blackburn. I think you know, it's good to see some of the injuries or the players who were previously injured coming back into the fold. Badishil getting a goal, and a screamer.
Yeah, he looked solid as well.
I think it's the best result. It's what we wanted. It's what we got. Nice little confidence boost before the big game on Monday. Good.
Yeah. I think it was there was enough going on there to make us a little bit more hopeful, at least, and hopefully put a bit more confidence back in the lads. So it's Spurs on Monday night, and now we bring in, as ever, our a guest from the Oppo. And this week, I'm delighted to say that we're joined by an old mate of mine, playwright, director, workshop leader, an all-round good egg, and Spurs fan, but we won't hold that against him, Mr. Martin Murphy. How are you, Martin?
Hey, thanks for having me on, Chaz. I honestly never thought I'd be on a Chelsea podcast.
Yeah, mate, it's strange times, isn't it? But first time for everything. It's great to have you on. So tell us a bit about your, you know, what Spurs means to you, where the sort of fire was
lit. Where did it go wrong?
I mean, I now live a misplaced pass from the Spurs stadium. You can see from the bedroom at the top, you can see the cockerel. And My family sort of been supporting, my mum's side been supporting Spurs since my great granddad moved down to North London in 1918 after the First World War. He came down and started going to Spurs then, and then brought my granddad along, and then my granddad would take my mum and the boys, and so my mum started taking me. I was oddly taken the weekend after Hillsborough. I was bizarrely taken to my first game, which was Spurs Everton game. I must have felt right. This is the right time to be bringing a.
I was going to say, I didn't want to make that sort of connection. Just going right, cool. Let's get him to a game.
No disrespect to your mum, but I mean, it was a bit of a funny time.
Yeah.
Start with a win, at least.
We did. We beat Everton 2-1 that day. I don't remember much about that one. I think I was seven. But yeah, I've since looked up and seen sort of like it was a couple of Paul Walsh goals, I think. But yeah, and then started going properly from about 92. When I was like 11, started going quite regularly and got a season ticket. I was a ball boy in between that as well. Still the best job I've ever had or ever will. There's nothing that could be. Having accepted at 42 now, I'm probably never going to play Premier League football. to have had a job where you come out the tunnel and you can to some extent influence the outcome of a game by a couple of seconds, by like not retrieving the ball quickly or getting it back quickly. That's as close as I'm ever going to come to.
Eden Hazard would have given you a kick in the slats, mate. anyway, it's great to have you on. You've got to be pretty happy with the way Spurs' season's going so far, particularly after the loss of the legend that is Harry Kane, of course.
Yeah. I mean, I was coming into this season very much not particularly worried about results, because I was like, well, we're not gonna do anything, you know. Kane's gone. We've got a new manager. There's no point getting on his back because he'll need time. He's lost his main player. He's got a massive rebuild. You know, not just Kane, but you look at Lloris sort of coming to an end last season. It was a huge rebuild, a huge ask, and you sort of think he's going to need a season and a half before we start to see anything. And for some reason, he seems to have just got straight in there, and we're getting results. I can understand the results because we're playing great, but I don't know how he's got us playing like that so quickly.
What has happened? Who is this Toadfish manager? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I mean, I know he managed Celtic, but I was not aware of him, and I wasn't really that fussed. But now he's just doing the business.
I knew Celtic fans loved him. I knew that they really, really held him in high regard. But we don't really respect the Scottish League.
And rightly so.
in terms of a lot of the players who would win the league in Scotland probably wouldn't be in top championship sides necessarily, or they'd be, you know, they maybe be in sort of sides run sort of playoffs down there. So it wasn't expecting huge amount of it. He's very likable, which is great, because obviously we've had a load of your old managers, you know. We had Conte and Mourinho, and when you had Mourinho originally, the first time he came to you, I really loved him. It's not something I'd generally say about someone managing you guys, but I just, he was such a wind up merchant. He had such charisma. He was good looking then as well. Do you know what I mean? He had just sort of had it. And by the time he was with us, it was kind of like, you know, when you see a band that you wish you'd seen them when you see them now, like, and you go, oh, it was good that I've sort of seen them, but you go, actually, I should have seen them 30 years ago. I was going to see, you see like Liam Gallagher and Bonehead taking Definitely Maybe on tour, and you go, yeah, all right, but
wrong time.
Yeah.
Right song, wrong time. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Ange, I tried to, when I first retrained as a journalist, I was trying to get some sport work over in Australia. That was never really going to happen. It's a shame. I would have loved to have ended up there. And I ended up talking to a guy who writes for the Australian Guardian, who's their main soccer writer, a guy called Vince Rigari. And he has always been a massive cheerleader for Ange. He was behind him, even I think he was Sydney FC he managed, wasn't it? But he was a big fan of him even then, and even more so when he went on to run the national team, which of course he did for a bit.
Yeah.
I mean, he's someone who was sort of come across my radar before, and but I am surprised at how well it started. I mean, you've had a draw first day of the season. I think you had a draw with Brentford, didn't you? And then
yeah,
who with Arsenal, which I at Highbury, which at Highbury Emirates.
Yeah,
which
other than the smaller London clubs we faced, it's been all wins. So
yeah, so it's really been a tremendous start. Mucci, are you surprised at how fluid they've looked? I mean, you know, obviously Maddison coming in has made a bit of a change to Spurs, but you know, so far at least, they're looking, you know, they are looking really impressive.
Yeah, it's annoying. no, it's weird when, like, as you say, when you lose, you know, your homegrown talisman striker and, you know, and a couple of other key players, but I suppose maybe the pressure's off and you know, it's just amazing that a manager has come in to a side that were not really competing last year. That, you know, it was, and it just seems to be a revelation. And I'm hoping it ends soon on Monday, maybe. like, and it's all just, you know, just a front, a bit of luck, and it all just, they Spurs it up. You know what I mean? So like, so it's worrying because if he is the real deal, if he is, you know, here for a while, and if they do challenge or win something, it's going to really leave. This will be the worst season, worse than last season.
Well, you better get yourself ready for it, mate. Gird your loins. So, who should we particularly? I mean, I've mentioned Maddison, and obviously he's made a real impression this season for you since arriving from Leicester. Who else should we be looking out at?
If Udoji plays, he's a slight fitness doubt, but yeah, he plays. He's really impressed me. I wasn't expecting that much from him because we'd bought him, and similar on the other side, fullback with Porro, where we'd bought them both to fit into a Conte system where you've got, it's all coming through the wing back. So it's mainly about them being able to get forward. And I was like, all right, they'll be useful as attacking options. But I didn't know if Udoji coming into the Premier League and playing in a back four as a left back would get found out. But he's so impressive with this, the inverted thing Anjazm doing where they come inside. They just seem to go where they want, actually, the fullbacks. They just, and I put, like, the first game of the season, I saw us at Brentford, and Udoji, I was like, oh, he's coming in and bringing it forward. And I was like, will teams figure us out? They'll just take it off him and tell someone to run up the wing where he's not. Like, we're leaving massive gaps on, you know, in where the fullbacks push in. So you go, will someone just take it off him and pass it into there, and we'll concede all the time? But he just looks phenomenal now. You know, he's got himself in the Italy side now.
He looked good against England until he went off injured.
I mean, if he plays, he's someone who does a lot on that side.
Yeah, he's 50-50, isn't he? I mean, that's a crumb of comfort that I'm holding on to at the moment. And in fact, so is Ben Davies, who I think who's been covering for him.
Yeah, so it'd probably be Emerson Royal, who's right-footed, but I think he'd come in at left-back. If I think he might come in, even if Davies was fit, he'd possibly use Royal, just because Davies, I really like Ben Davies as a guy and as a player, but he can't, he's not got that sort of athleticism that a sort of teenage player like Udoji can bring in terms of the amount of running you have to do to be a sort of fullback, but then also whatever other jobs he seems to be doing for the side. It's a lot of work.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's a bit of a tank, isn't he? And we'd certainly be a worry if he does end up playing. Is there anyone? I mean, not that I expect you to have been sort of paying massively close attention to what we've been doing, but is there anyone in our team that you think could be a threat or you could be concerned about? I mean, obviously this year, that's all very relative. Be polite.
I always fear Raheem Sterling. But more so obviously when he was with Man City, but he'd often prove a real handful for us. I know he misses a few chances. He's probably, you know, he probably could have scored more for you this season than he has done. But he'd always be my main concern coming up against you, coming into it.
I mean, we've been saying, haven't we, Mooch, that you know, he's the sort of player that will either, can look absolutely fantastic and score three in a game or whatever, and just sort of turn players inside out, or it can be all running up blind alleys. I mean, I think he's the sort of player that, you know, if he doesn't get end result, it can look like he's not playing well. But I like players who will have a go and will run at, you know, will run at defenders and try and get into the box. And he is doing a lot of that, to be fair, this season. Should have had a penalty last night, scored a nice goal. So, fair shout. I suppose, really, we can just come down to it now and start talking about what we think is going to happen in the game. Now, you'll have to... We always say to people that you can give... my heart says this score, my head says this score. But I think in your case, you're probably quite confident just to go for one particular score.
I'd fancy us to win it at the moment. And I'd go to...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
2-1 Spurs.
Well, it's very nice of you to suggest that you're getting a goal.
It's
an old goal.
With Poch coming back, there's always the fear that he'll be the one to cause an upset. I've seen managers come back and haunt us, and far less successful managers than him have come back. I remember Tim Sherwood coming back with Villa. And getting a win at the old White Hart Lane, so I wouldn't rule that out.
What are the sentiments around Poch from the Spurs sort of fans? What do they feel about him? Is it like us and Mourinho? There's certain factors who are like.
I think Monday we'll see. I think that's going to be the first time we genuinely see, because so far all I've got a real sense of is through social media, which is. Often a lot more poisonous than the actual world is, because you get people shouting hateful things tend to become the noisiest. And you go, when you're actually in a stadium, that's when you'll find out what the feelings are towards him. He did a fantastic job with us. He's been the best manager I've ever seen him with us in my lifetime. He also, on a personal note, he wrote to me and my wife when we got married. So I've still got the letter from him for that. So I'll always have a very soft spot for him. It was very sad the way he left us. We really didn't treat him well and got him to a position where he basically, he'd almost down tools, you know, he was almost so demoralized by the lack of investment and whatever that he was just kind of sitting duck. And it's a shame he's gone. Like, I really wished him well at PSG. And then if you've gone anywhere other than yourself,
you'd still be wishing
well, but then we can't. Yeah, there will be a certain number because he's gone to you guys. There will be a certain amount of hatred towards him. But
I mean, certainly lack of investment shouldn't be a problem for him this time. It's just how well it's invested. The money's invested. But Mooch, what about you, mate? Are you doing your confidence thing this week, or is there a healthy dose of realism kicking in?
What are we talking about? It'll be a great season. I think we'll win. I think we'll win. I think we'll win. I think it'll be 2-1 to us.
Well, we have had this thing, haven't we, this year of saying, and we've been proved sort of right, is that, you know, we're struggling against teams who make it really hard for us by sticking 10 men behind the ball. Because we're a young side with a lot of flair, when we get a little bit of freedom given to us by teams who actually want to play football, you know, want to come out and, you know, actually play on the front foot and play to win, we've looked almost better. That doesn't necessarily mean we'll win this one, Martin, but like Liverpool, we look good against Arsenal. Obviously we should have won that game, look good against I'm hoping it might be a bit the same. But so yeah, who's going to get our goals then, mate?
Oh, that, I don't
now,
know.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say, I think I think, you know, the Brentford game was a blip. I think we've got more players coming back. I think it's just trust the process, all of this stuff. And I think, you know, there is the added element of back to his old stomping ground for Poch. So I think there is going to be that extra element of, well, back to his own team. Do you know what I mean? So I think it's, I think we're going to edge it. I think it's going to be a close game, but I think we should win this one. I'm not sounding confident.
Well, you heard it here first.
Well, at least fans. I'm not going crazy like the, you know, 4-1s or whatever I was saying earlier this season.
I mean, look,
who's going to score? I don't know. I really don't know. Probably Sterling. Definitely not Jackson. I'd like to see Enzo get a goal, but we wait with bated breath.
I'm going to be pragmatic, because, you know, as much as you know, we're the underdogs and we're going obviously for this game, let's be honest, and we're going to go into it probably with a bit of pressure off, which is a good thing. I reckon we might nick something. I'm going to say 1-1, and that is a heart prediction. My head says considerably worse. But if we come out of it with a point, like before the Arsenal game, that's what we said. If we come out with a point, we should be fairly happy with that. And particularly given that this one's away. Yeah, I mean, I would take a 1-1 all day. If you give it to me now, I'd bite your hand off. Martin, thanks so much for joining us, mate. Wish you well for the rest of the season. Obviously not really? On Monday. Well, you know, yeah. I mean, look, I'm fairly rare amongst Chelsea fans in that I don't have that thing. You know, I understand where the sort of the tension between Chelsea and Spurs came, sort of 67 to 75 ish, and a bit thereafter. But these days, I mean, maybe this year, because you're doing so much better, you know, and there's been a couple of years like that recently where you've been doing so much better, maybe that's inflamed it again. But I've never really been a Spurs hater, but not by Chelsea standards anyway.
I can't wait for the tweets.
Yeah, that's it. I'm off the show. With deep honesty, where do you reckon you'll end up this year?
I think I'm an optimistic third. I think optimistic would be third would be amazing.
Yeah.
Obviously first would be amazing, but I think Man City will prove too consistent.
They're just relentless, and the squad is so deep, and they've been playing together for so long. It's just the Premier League doesn't look too exciting for the near future. Do you think? How excited are you about this manager at Spurs? Do you think he's going to get more support? Do you think he's going to get frustrated? Do you think we're going to sign him next year? What's going to come? What's happening with him? Do you think it's going to be the start of something special?
I don't think he'll get frustrated, because I think he's come in with very realistic expectations of what we can offer. And I think it's an actual step up for him. And he's really enjoying that chance to manage in the Premier League, and knows the kind of budget constraints. But then we have invested quite a bit in the summer anyway, whereas Mourinho, Conte, they both sort of felt like they were doing us a favour by coming in to manage us. And with Ange, it doesn't feel like that. It feels like, okay, great, I've got this job. I need to work as hard as I can to kind of keep it and make the football as good as possible. So I'm excited and I'm hopeful.
Well, fingers crossed, mate, that you can end up finishing third, and of course we'll be just above you in second, so fine, everyone be happy.
We could have made up first. We could have gone with, like, in this make-believe thing that you think, like,
well, yeah, I suppose if we're dreaming, I'll have a pause as well.
We're just like, yeah.
Listen, Martin, it's lovely to have you along, mate. Thanks very much for joining us, and I'll be interested to get your take on the game afterwards, but I'll speak to you privately about that. Thanks very much, Mooch. Lovely to see you again, mate. And batten down the hatches, and I'll speak to you on Monday, if not before.
We'll get chatting on the WhatsApp. All right. Have a good one.
Enjoy the game, guys. Take care.
If you want to advertise on or sponsor this show, check us out at playbackmedia.co.uk.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.